Backing dump trucks and other machinery share Main Street with a steady flow of northbound traffic as work continues on the most visible public works project, a $3.7 million rehabilitation of downtown streets that started up last fall. Sidewalks are missing. There's gravel leading to the front of local businesses as customers make their way into stores through temporary fences, and motorists bump their way on the gravel surfaces past flaggers warning people to slow down. There is a mixed reaction among the people patronizing and working at Main Street businesses.
Andrea Weathers.
Okay.
I'm Sapphire Weathers.
Okay. What do you think the construction downtown this summer?
I think it's just fine.
Yeah?
It doesn't bother me at all. I do laundry a lot at the laundromat, and it seems, it was hard when it was in front of the laundromat, but I don't really care.
How about you, Sapphire? What do you think?
I think the roads are nice, but when we go down to there on the construction, it's kind of hard to get by it, and you can't just walk on the roads or on the sidewalks.
When we go to the harbor, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to, for the kids, I think, to watch the construction. And so I know Valen's been enjoying watching the construction as it goes by.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's fun for me, too.
Yeah.
Fun to watch trucks, right?
Yeah.
Mary Belielix.
Were you in around for all the road construction that went on out front here?
Yes, I was.
What did you think of it?
It was a pain. it kind of slowed down the traffic a lot in this area and prevented people from coming to shop in this side of the stores, the block.
Hard for people to even get in.
Yeah. There were some people that, like seniors, they couldn't get around.
Yeah.
The sidewalks were not set up, and it was hard for them to get in, down from the van and into the stores and things like that. Yeah. So,
has it improved now that they're moved down from your block? Or?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Now we're getting the business, and people can come and see us all the time.
And what do you think?
Don Stem.
From whereabouts?
Squim, Washington.
Okay. Here visiting, what do you think of the construction here?
It looks like they're doing a good job.
Yeah? Not a big inconvenience for you getting about?
No, not for us. We don't have a car. We're walking.
Oh, okay. You're just here on vacation? Or?
Yeah, we're just passing through on boat.
Well, me, Victor.
And Maria.
Yeah, all right. And you got a restaurant here downtown?
Yes.
All right. What do you think of the construction that's happening on right in front of your place at the moment?
So what ain't hurt us, really.
It's fun, but it's smooth.
Yeah.
And they're very polite when.
Yeah, they let you know what they're going to do, how long. But, for us, this morning, they start early. He said by 11, you'll be all right. People are coming to eat in there.
Yeah.
That was true.
People are still coming and visiting you.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Okay.
It was good.
All right.
Yeah. They didn't hurt us or nothing.
A block away up the hill, cars and trucks and motorcycles line up the intersections to detour on First Street for southbound traffic. CECON, the contractor on the project, is working between Excel and Fram Streets in June. And at CECON's Main Street office, project manager Bryce Iverson explains his crew is taking advantage of the sunny skies.
Yeah, our goal is to be paved out in the section we're in right now by July 4th, being that that's where the parade runs through, so that the parade can make it up Fram like they normally do, so we're not inconveniencing them. However, by the 4th of July, we will be in front of the Scandia house running on in the Joa intersection. So our construction equipment will still be there, and that section will be ripped up, but that shouldn't affect the parade.
How's it going with the traffic flow through the construction site, people walking across the streets? And it's an active construction site for you.
It is, and I think people forget that. And I've noticed some things that worry me about, pedestrian safety. So, and people might get upset about it, but that's why we've put netting down, or fencing, sure, down both sides of the street. We just can't afford to have anybody getting hurt. I would feel horrible, and not to mention anything else. So.
Right. There's big machinery swinging across. And
everything will hurt you, and it's almost not just for the locals. It's for the tourists as well. They think they're in Disneyland. We have the same problem in Juneau. Just that we appreciate them helping us out, being patient, and we're just trying to get done so you guys can have your community back.
The street project has a completion date of October 31st, but CECON expects to be done well before that, sometime this summer. The roadwork isn't the only big project underway. Several blocks away, Petersburg's new $3.9 million library building is nearly complete. Work starts up this week on rebuilding the front lawn and retaining wall in front of the Clausen Museum, and a $7 million project in North Harbor starts up later this summer.
Schedule for the North Harbor, we are kicking off the on-site portion of the project August 1st. So all the pilings will start to be removed and the floats floated away and the boats will all be gone out of the North Harbor Basin August 1.
That's Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen, who says many boats have been relocated to the Middle and South Harbors.
Yep, they've all been issued letters. We've got everybody pretty much with a plan. What you see down there mostly are boats that are coming and going. We've been sending a lot of our transients or the people that are just in for a short period of time to the North Harbor and giving the long-term spots in the South Harbor and the Middle Harbor to people that that just got displaced. So the harbors are full, but everybody in the North Harbor knows that by August 1 we have to find them a new home or they will continue on somewhere else.
Boats that have moved include some with liveaboard residents. Pam Speck has owned her North Harbor houseboat for 2 decades. She says she initially had concerns over boat wakes in the new site, but has not had that problem.
I gotta say, I definitely had the better view in North Harbor. Way better view, but no, this is fine. It's worked out well for me so far, and I don't see why it won't stay that way. But yeah, kind of getting to know some new neighbors and seeing a lot of the old neighbors that have moved their boats already. So yeah, it's good. There's a few more liveaboards around, being on B float in South Harbor than what we had over in North Harbor where I was. So that's kind of interesting, seeing some different boats.
And plan to move back to North Harbor when it's all said and done?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not while it's really that much longer of a walk, but it does make a difference for how many groceries you're going to be buying and not letting your laundry build up as much as it normally could.
After demolition of the harbor occurs in August, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will begin dredging the site, and then construction of the new floats can begin in late October or early November. With help from Robbie Feinberg in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.